Hi, I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, here with my good friend John Harry Turan. And John is, as you know, just a whirlwind of knowledge about psychic phenomena, about past lives, about event formation, all sorts of metaphysical topics. John, how are you doing this evening?
Doing fine, Steve. And you?
I'm doing great, thank you. And I'm excited about tonight because, in addition to having you, John, we also have a special guest, Yanni Maniatis, who is going to interview you and he's going to probe that wonderful mind of yours and pull out some information for us. Now, let me tell everyone a little bit about Yanni. Yanni is the founder of the Life Mastery Institute, and he's been teaching intuitive development, meditation, healing, and numerous metaphysical subjects for over 20 years. So, Yanni, it's a privilege to have you here this evening.
Thank you. It's a privilege to be here.
All right, we look forward to hearing your questions and having you get into what John's saying and pull out some helpful information because Yanni is a master at this information in his own right, and so is John. So it's going to be the meeting of the masters, and I'm going to kind of step aside and let the interview take place between Yanni and John. So, John, why don't you go ahead and start us off and tell us about intuition, psychic powers, distance healing, remote viewing, and other matters.
Great. Thank you again, and welcome, Yanni. Be
Thank
with
you,
you
John.
once more, Steve. The intuition is something I have always wanted to talk about. I have lived it all my life. Notice, have you ever known someone who frequently seemed to have the inside edge? Wherever they go, wherever these people go, whatever they do, things just seem to work out in their favor. The timing of their sales programs or investments are always more accurate than others. They seem prepared, actually anticipating personal relationship situation. Even in the most complex predicaments, they appear to have access to some secret, some knowledge, some insider's information that most people don't seem to be aware of. Are these individuals more gifted than the rest of us? Maybe it's just dumb luck, or maybe they were born lucky. Yes, we all know of or have met such people. Why do they almost always seem to make the right choices? The major reason, I think, is that they have learned how to listen to their intuition. They've let their instincts or their gut feelings guide them, and they have put this impressive tool to work for them and for their own benefit. This is a type of thing that I think can really, really help us out as people. Instead of just floundering in the world and wondering what's happening in markets or life or relationships or health, if we know of a way to tune in to these things that give us this data that these other people seem to have, I think we'd be very, very much happier, if you will. You too, dear listeners, can train yourself using simple methods to develop and use your own inner gifts. You can see with your inner eye, you can hear with your inner ear, and when you follow the guidance of your higher being, you'll find that your life becomes a joyous, a glorious adventure. I'm so thrilled that we have with us today, in addition to Steve, who has always been so good at getting some information out of me about other things that we've had in the other sessions. And now today, for the first time, we were looking for a special person who was a master of intuition and psychic powers and who teaches it so well. And we came upon an old friend of mine, Yanni Maniatis, and I know he's very busy, but he agreed to spend some time with us and to ask me probing questions or to make statements about things and so forth to help this be one of the best messages you have heard about intuition. Welcome again, Yanni, and thank you for being here. Do you have a few words to say about intuition before I continue?
Thank you very much, John. It's really a pleasure to be here with you and to have the opportunity to just share with you all about intuition. Those of you who are listening, I've known John now for maybe a decade, and I've had many, many, many conversations with him, and he has a brilliant intellect. What's so magical about him is, as I'm sure you have already heard, in the other talks that he's given, is that he just switches somehow into another kind of realm when he starts to speak, and you feel inspired. and he's inspired. And somehow just the way he presents what he's saying and just the tone of his voice and everything, you just know that it's coming from a much deeper place than just simply his mind. And he's really become a master at connecting with that part of oneself or that function or that capacity that we all have called intuition. And I know in conversations that we've had that it's amazing how he'll just start talking about stuff that I never asked him to talk about, but that I wanted him to talk about, or that I didn't even know I wanted to talk about. And so he's just really, really amazing in his ability to just simply, so to speak, kind of shift and tune in and be totally present for whoever he's speaking with. And so, John, you kind of asked a little bit of what intuition is, and I'll just say another sentence or two. I feel that intuition is kind of an internal guidance system that we all have, as you said earlier, and it's an opportunity to just be able to know what's really going on with another individual or with yourself. But it's not a cognitive knowing. It's not something your mind knows. It's something you know at a much deeper level. And so with what I've just said, I'd like to just kind of ask John to share with us how he became intuitive, or whether he just was that way when he started off. How did it go for you, John? How did it happen?
A lot of people have asked me that question, Yanni. When did you start being intuitive? And when did you know you were intuitive? How did this all come about? And I've been asked that on radio, television, newspaper, magazines. And my answer would be another question. When did I start breathing? And if I can remember that, then maybe I started being intuitive then. I think you will agree with me, because we've discussed this before, that it's not something that generally falls on you. It comes from the sky and it hits you on the head and say, ha, you're now intuitive. Although I know people who are channels, who are trans mediums, people who do some of these things, who fell and hit their head someplace, and all of a sudden the next day they could see into the future, quote unquote. But in my case, it was like it was always there. So I thought this was natural to all people, until I started growing up and found that most people didn't seem to know or pick up the things I was picking up. I'd know what happened, and not know like, hey, it's written in a book here, and I could sit down and read it and go over it. I just have a funny little feeling. When I noticed that these feelings generally were warnings, or guidance, or help, I would start observing them, monitoring them, and trusting them. So from the earliest of ages, I only remember as far back, at least in this lifetime, to about 3 years old, 3 years old. And I remember things I did. I remember dreams I had. I remember things that would be prophetic. So I thought we all could do that. Years later, I found out, no, we all have the potential. We all have the abilities to do this. But unless we know that, unless we trust it, unless we believe in it, and unless we practice and do it over and over again, it's like anything else. You won't be able to make it work nicely. And that's how it was with me. When I saw it was a very useful tool, if you will, I started relying on it more and more often. In some cases, it saved my life. I mean, actually saved my life. I know, you know, you come to a point and here's the decision. You got to choose which road or which path to go. And something kept saying, go this way. And another thing saying, no, you don't want to go that way. So that confuses it. It was just one clear voice. Okay. But if you get down into feeling, you would feel the answer. And that's all I did throughout life. And when I am aware of this, and when I trust it, it works like a charm. When I have too much internal noise, and I argue with myself in my head all the time, and I start getting afraid, and I worry, I cannot trust it.
Thank you, John. You know, you touch upon something that's really significant with regard to intuition. And I know in all the years that I've been teaching it, I've had to help people realize that it's not a cognitive faculty. You can't get there with your mind. But what intuition is a feeling faculty. And again, for some people, that would then you dismiss it because it seemingly isn't empirical or logical or really easily accessible. But the fact is we are beings who feel. We're feeling all the time. We're picking up on energetic patterns all over the place, ones that others are kind of transmitting, or everywhere there's energy, and we're always picking up on it. And what happens is we've so programmed our left brain. I forget, someone had done the research and showed that we have 11,000 hours of left brain education by the time we graduate high school, and very little right brain education. And as a result, we don't realize that actually that information, those feelings are right there. They're there, but we skip over them. And it's like you said, when the mind is cluttered, you don't listen to those feelings. And they are, as you referred to earlier, gut feelings. You just kind of know them, you know, within, they're very visceral. You know them throughout your whole body. And so over time, as you learn to trust your feel rather than your think, you then can switch into the intuitive mode. So it's a feeling thing, not a thinking thing. And I was kind of wondering, you know, for yourself, I know a lot of people think that intuition is either woo-woo or, again, impossible to learn. I wonder, what do you think about that? Is it just for a select few, just for the chosen? And if not, how would you suggest that people, besides what you've already said, how would you suggest that they further develop their intuition?
Well, that's good. I want to address that very clearly, Yanni. I want to start by saying to talk to the people who think it's a woo-woo thing or now it just can't exist, anything of that nature. This is just for dreamers and people who are not balanced. And I will tell you of a question that was asked of Sir Isaac Newton. You know, we in science, we respect that guy quite a lot. And somebody once said, Sir Isaac, tell me something. Why do you believe this thing you believe about the mind or about astrology or whatever it was? How come you believe that? I mean, such an educated man like you, such a knowledgeable person, how can you believe such nonsense? And Sir Isaac said to him, you, sir, have not studied it. I have. And your question, Yanni, brings me that answer to people who sort of doubt it and so forth. It's not my job on earth to convince everybody about everything. I will share my knowledge with people who would like to hear what I have to say. And whatever knowledge I have, by the way, I think it could be shared in 5 minutes. But beyond that, I do not go about convincing people. They have to want to be convinced by their own experiences and their own feelings. I like what you said about we are very feeling beings. And I thought about that and I smiled and said, you know, we may not be only human beings. We are human thinkings and human feelings and human everything. And we're not just one little segment of something. It's like baking a cake and you may pull the raisins out of it and say, I'm eating the cake. Or you might take the dough out of it or get some batter here and there and still it's not a cake. They all come together to make a perfectly baked cake. And so in using of intuition, we don't have to sit down and close our eyes and say, now I'm going to be intuitive. Those times when I did it that way, it never worked because I'm trying to force something. So I would say to all the people who wonder if this is real or not, just try it. Haven't you had feelings about something that has happened? Most people I have talked to have, and others are curious who have never had it. And then on further questioning, they find out that, yeah, I knew that. I figured that out. I felt it. And Yanni, you were very correct in this. I mean, I believe this when you say it's not something that you could logic. It's not something that seems to be obtained, or you don't come to the answer through logical reason. We do have the left brain and the right brain, and I love that part. I never heard about the 11,000 hours of left brain activity, and no one knows about the right brain. And much as each side, each hemisphere of the brain does certain things, and each one has a more of a facility in either reasoning or intuiting, if that's a word. I believe that the entire brain should be used as a whole. Don't say I'm left brain or right brain. I just use the whole thing. It's like I'm going to work. I'm going to drive my car. I'm only going to use the first two wheels. The back wheels do nothing. You see how ridiculous that is. So there is something about intuition that is so natural to us, just like breathing. I don't think we sit down all day, every day, and say, I'm breathing now. Okay, I can't miss a breath. I got to keep breathing. It just happens. It's part of the territory. And I think if we use this ability, if we learn, there are so many practical benefits that we can use our intuition for. They could bring us a magical life. Among them are things like you could obtain information about a subject without going through the rational and reasoning process. I know a lady who used to dream the lessons she needed to dream, to learn things she needed to learn. She learned how to drive a car by actually dreaming that she was learning about it. Because notice now I'm not making any distinctions here, because you could be intuitive in your dream life, in your daydreaming life, or even we're totally awake. So you can obtain useful information about a subject without going through the rational and reasoning process. You could be encouraged to make a choice which you might not have considered. That choice could turn out to be the most brilliant thing you ever could have done. You could be warned of impending disaster. And later on, Yanni, as we go on, I would like to give an example of how my life and a bunch of people's lives were saved precisely because of this one point. I was warned of impending disaster. And by taking action, I avoided that very disaster. I'll talk about that later. That disaster which seemed to have been coming my way. Your intuition could bring you answers that you're blocking from your conscious mind due to a high emotional state. So this topic, and you're right, we could talk about this for 10 hours, but I'll stop there right now and have you pursue it a bit and ask me whatever else you want to ask me, Yanni.
Okay, John, thank you. Just to make a comment or two, you know, as you well know, because you come from kind of a non-Western culture, that intuition is not seen as something so foreign in other cultures. It's we in the West who, or at least those of us who are listening now who are in the West, who believe that maybe intuition somehow doesn't fit. It's interesting that Carl Jung, the noted psychotherapist, has defined intuition as one of the four basic psychological functions. The other three functions being thinking, feeling, and sensation. And he characterized intuition as the function that explores the unknown, senses possibilities and implications that may not be readily apparent. So here was a noted psychotherapist who understood that intuition is one of the four basic psychological functions that we have. So it's interesting to understand that, to realize that this is something that we all inherently have the ability to, quote-unquote, do, and it's really, as you were saying there, learning to trust our feelings. And not to belabor the point, but just to say a little more, when we quiet our mind, all that noise, when we just let it be quiet, then we can hear or feel much more accurately and much more clearly what we need to hear. So, in the title of the talk this evening, we're also talking about psychic powers and distance healing and remote viewing. And I'm kind of curious, before we go on into that, example of the disaster you were able to avoid, how that all fits into intuition from your point of view. And how really it is all kind of one thing, but still how one can actually perhaps send healing to others or to even sense them, even if they're not right there with you. Do you have anything you would want to say about that, John?
I think it's all a part of the wonderful, mystical, mysterious totality of things. I think intuition is just one function of what we do or can do. I think distance healing is another part of that. Just like there are various functions to one instrument, maybe a musical instrument, or there are various functions to a car. The car could take me to the Dunkin' Donuts, or to the grocery store, or to the doctor, or to any other place, but it's the same car that does that. And so within us, there must be a center from which a lot of these abilities radiate, or they dwell in there, and it's for us to let them loose by giving ourselves permission to believe that we have them. Because if we don't believe that, they're not going to be there. I don't find much of a difference, at least a practical difference, in, let's say, using intuition to feel the solution to a problem or to get guidance. I don't feel much of a difference between that or focusing or thinking of someone who needs healing and feel as if I'm connecting to that person and like a battery with a high charge is connecting to a car that can't start because its battery is dead. I have no problem separating the two, but I also know the two are connected because I believe that there's a oneness to everything. And the same force that works with gravity, works with the law of attraction, works with the law of thermodynamics, works with the law of rocketry and aeronautics and everything else. It's the one force, different manifestations. And if we want to become a little scriptural in some of these things, for those who really are into this, we will remember that somewhere in the New Testament, I think it was Paul who said, the Apostle Paul, who talked about there are many different gifts. We all have different gifts from the Spirit. And some people have more than others. Or some people only use more than others, whereas others just focus on just one dimension of what they have. So I really think that we can tie all these things up together. Psychic powers. What are psychic powers? Well, that's another way where people used to laugh in times past. Ah, he's got to be crazy. He thinks he's a psychic. Then nobody believes in psychics. Well, again, you will if you meet one who is very, very good. And I have met quite a number of them who are fantastic. Yanni himself is very gifted this way. And so we can't knock these abilities. I have known of people who are healed at a distance because I was involved in them. You might say to me, well, how do you know you had anything to do with that? Well, I don't really, really know. And if you were to ask me to prove it, I would have to say, you know, I can't prove it, but I just saw the results. And sometimes it's so statistically significant that there couldn't have been another way. Here's a way. I was a young man. I was in my teens, I think. And I was working in the main city of the country I grew up in. The city was Georgetown, and it was about a 4 or 5 hour drive away from where I grew up in that little village on the northern coast of South America by the Atlantic Ocean. And I was working there, so I couldn't go home. In those days, it was very difficult to go home. That short, seemingly short distance, because there was just one road full of potholes, and it would take about not only 4 or 6, sometimes 8 hours to do that. So I'd work until Friday and Saturday morning. Once every month or two, I'd go and see my folks, my dad, my mom, and brothers and sisters. And this was, but my dad would come more often to the city, and he'd stop by to see how I was doing. And I remember this one time he came, and we were talking, and I saw him rubbing his eyes, and I said, what's the matter with your eyes, Dad? He says, I don't know. There's this thing growing in there. Look at it. And I looked, and there was this big growth coming out of his eye. And I thought, oh, my gosh, how did that happen? He says, I don't know. I've been feeling it for a while. And something came over me, because now again, there was no doctor in the village or in that county almost, the part of the county we live. And of course, it cost a lot to go find a doctor and have him look at this. And he would have had to go through a lot of pain and problems to figure what was happening. Something came over me. It's like I was being guided. And then I felt a little different, and I looked at my dad, and I smiled, and I said, "Don't worry about that, Daddy. I just looked at it. It's nothing much. It will go away very soon. Just give it a few days. It'll go away." And he looked at me kind of puzzled, and he left. 2 weeks later, he came back to visit me, and this was on my mind. And I said, "By the way, Dad, how's that thing in your eye?" He says, "You know, I don't know. I have no idea what happened. It just disappeared. It just totally disappeared within a few days." And I breathed a sigh of relief, and I whispered in my mind, "Thank you." Now you might say, who was I thanking? I don't know, but whatever that power was that helped to make that happen, because I was convinced that I was a little part of the equation that made it happen. And that, to me, was healing. It's an aspect of intuition. I felt I should tell my dad what I told him. And I'm sure, Yanni, you have seen and heard lots of experiences of this nature, right?
Yes, that's correct, John. Actually, you remind me of a situation that occurred for myself. If you don't mind, I'll share it.
Oh, go right ahead.
Yes, thank you. I think this would be instructive to give the listeners an idea of what intuition is like or how it works. Many years ago, say about 25 years ago, I was living in New York City, and my wife and I had met up with this Qigong master in New York City's Chinatown. And I said, "Qigong. Qigong is the oldest of the arts of Tai Chi and Chinese meditation and healing arts." And we would study with him how to do Qigong. And Qigong was a series of movements as well as kind of just meditation. And over time, and it's impossible to explain how this all occurred because it was a non-logical kind of a thing, we learned how to simply just kind of switch our focus from kind of an external left brain focus and just switch out of that. And then the chi, so to speak, the energy from the universe would just start to flow through us. And we would just start to go into all kinds of spontaneous yoga postures. And eventually we learned how to channel the chi through our hands, and we could scan a body and somebody's body and determine where they had blockages, where they had issues in their body. So it was pretty profound because it was something that happened with no mind. In other words, we weren't using our logical mind to do this, but we were very accurate in kind of hovering over or going to points in a person's body that was problematic for them, be it internally or be it just, you know, so to speak, externally, say they, you know, their knee bothered them, or whether there was some problem with their pancreas or something deeper. And I remember one day I was at this event where there were just a lot of people, and this one, and it was a place where there was kind of dancing going on. It was kind of not your typical dance place. It was more kind of dancing to get in an ecstatic state type of a thing. And anyhow, one of the people who I knew was dancing, and he was kind of portly, which is a generous description of him. And he was running around. He was really into it. And then all of a sudden he just fell on the floor of the room that we were in. And everyone went, "Ah." And without even knowing what I was doing, I ran up to him, put my hand, you know, over the heart area, and just started spinning clockwise, my hand, and just kept spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. And the next thing I knew, color came back. I mean, I had no idea what I was doing. It was just happening. Color came back to him. He stood up and he seemed fine. And it was a very interesting experience, because it was an experience of pure, what I would call intuition, of just going with the flow of energy, which is again, I think when we speak of remote healing or we speak of psychic powers or remote viewing, I think since everything is energy and everything is connected, that it was just an experience where he just needed some energy, and there was an instrument there that was willing to kind of act as just a conduit for it, and somehow something happened, and it happened. and so, you know, when you lose your mind, you come to your senses. And in coming to your senses, sometimes you can do much wiser things than just using your mind. So anyhow, just a story that might be of interest to the listeners.
Yeah, I really like that, Yanni. I really do.
Yanni, I do too. And I'm enjoying the discussion between the two of you because it's the meeting of the masters and we're getting to the heart of the matter. And I look forward to learning more as we continue.